November 20th, 2017. Nerd Girl, number one. How is it that every time he is around, my eyes find him, as if they have a sixth sense for his presence? Those arms, that smile, that chest, fuck, every single part of his body. It is so hard to focus when I'm around him, yet that is exactly what I have to do. He is one of the smartest people in our class, one of my main competitors. Still, there is no way I could ever feel ill towards him. He is kind and sweet, quiet in the charming kind of way. He calls himself an introvert, but when I get him alone, he opens up. I'll ask him a question or try to trip him up on a topic, and his eyes brighten. He starts talking so fast and is so passionate about the work. Those moments make me want him more. And fuck, he is so fine. Like, ridiculously fine. Like, thank goodness you were taken, because if not, every girl in this class would be all up on you all the time. Fine. He is break the rules fine. He is I can never get enough fine. He is dangerously delicious. Please be all up in this fine. Did I mention he's taken? And what's worse? His closest confidant is also brilliant and also hot as hell, but he is such an asshole. Like, I want to smack him upside his head, asshole. Like, I want to shove his mouth on my cunt to shut him up, asshole. I have had wonderful hate-fuck fantasies about this boy from jump. But I've also had delightful pin-me-up-against-the-wall-and-make-me-scream-your-name moments while thinking about him during lecture. What is the cliche? That protestations are really mass defections? Maybe. Not a day goes by that I don't rant about his annoyances. He is brilliant too. If he ever shut his mouth, I would gladly give him something else besides his own voice to enjoy. Either way, these two boys fill my days and nights with private smiles and improper thoughts, distractions needed to release the tensions of our med school lives